Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Professor Samson Mampweli is also on the line with us. He's the Energy Secretariat for SANEDI. Thank you so much for making time, Prof. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and the listeners.
Prof, we have Dr. Josie Nzuramukgopa back as the Minister of Electricity and Energy. Your reaction to that?
Firstly, I'd like to say that the idea of splitting the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy into the two departments that have been announced by the president is a step towards the right direction, because as it used to be, it used to be a very big and quite complex department to run. It's always difficult to strike the balance between, taking care of the mineral resources part and also taking care of the energy side.
Yeah.
But the appointment of Minister Ramukgopa on the energy side of things is also a positive sign, because this is a minister who came as the Minister of Electricity when the things were very, very difficult. I remember by then the energy availability factor of the coal fleet at Eskom was sitting at 41%, and we had a lot of problems in terms of security of supply, partly because of that and many other challenges. We had the energy action plan that was not being properly implemented because it didn't necessarily have a home in terms of the minister that was responsible for implementing the plan. And when he came on board, he hit the ground running. At the beginning, some of us were even criticizing some of the ways in which he was doing things. But it then turned out that when he was now given the powers by the president, and he knew exactly what he was there to do, he turned things around very quickly. He worked with many people, in the energy sector. That's the one thing that many people don't really appreciate and know. He went as far as China and working with the Chinese government to ensure that we have cheaper but good quality products in terms of the solar systems coming into the country. The energy availability factor of the energy of the coal fleet improved drastically. We're now sitting at about 61%. Sometimes it hits 70%. So he has done quite well. As SANEDI, we welcome his appointment. Myself personally, I also welcome his appointment in that particular portfolio. We've gone now for more than 90 days without load shedding, partly because of some of the initiatives that Minister Ramukgopa was busy implementing in line with the energy action plan, with his main focus being the energy availability of better of the coal fleet.
So when his portfolio moves from being within the presidency to a standalone department, are there concerns about how swiftly he would be able to do certain things? And of course, when things are sitting in the presidency, you get the first bite. You are able to get the kind of attention that you require. Things move swifter. And that's not to say we shouldn't expect the same from this administration, but I'm just saying that it did seem that he had a lot of support, unlike other departments that were sitting outside of the presidency.
On the contrary, Minister Ramukgopa didn't have much support when he was still within the presidency. He had the name of the presidency, and that's it. Because if you look at his office, it was not a fully fledged ministry.
Yes.
It was him and Mr. Silas Zimu, who was the advisor, who did quite a lot, by the way, because Silas went as far way even beyond the advisory role into the operational kind of role because of the lack of resources within the office of Minister Ramukgopa. He was all over the show, basically doing work as kind of a deputy minister and DG and everything else under that particular office. Now, with a fully fledged office, and taking into consideration some what Minister Ramukgopa managed to achieve with very little support, if any, one is tempted to indicate that we expect that with a fully fledged department he will be able to do a bit more, and now he will be having more powers, because if you look at the history when he was Minister of Electricity. Initially, when he didn't have much power, things were not looking very good in terms of the work that he was doing. The moment the president gave him those powers to go and work with Eskom, go and work with NERSA and everybody else, things started changing, which then basically tells you that with more powers that he's going to have now as the minister of, responsible also for the entire electricity and energy in general, he's not going now to be able to do more. Obviously, the expectation from the society in general is that he will do more. But what I like the most about his approach is this inclusivity kind of a thing, because at some point, even some of the people who were criticizing him, he went to listen to them, sat with them and tried to understand why are they criticizing, what is it that I'm not doing right. And he then engaged them and then took some of the advices from the various people, including ordinary workers at Eskom, and then took all that to the Eskom senior management and said, this is what we need to do going forward. Let's focus on this. Let's do X, Y, Z. And then things worked quite well. That's why today we're sitting without load shedding. And I think it's for the sake of continuity in terms of the work that he was doing. The president made a very good, brilliant decision to establish a department where he will have, firstly, he will have enough budget. Secondly, he will have the other state-owned entities supporting him directly without him having to go through other ministers or other departments, which basically means that he can approach even other departments such as the National Treasury and get funding directly from them without him having to go through the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy or any other department for that matter.
So, in fact, you made the point that, you know, there was the split, which is good for what needs to be done right now. But I think also quite important is the closure, or at least the diminishing of the Public Enterprises Ministry, because itself, it had its hands dipped into Eskom as well, making it, I think, sometimes difficult for whoever was sitting at the helm of that ministry, Ministry of Electricity and Energy, to get certain things done. I mean, we heard rumors, but your take on that?
Yeah, so with that, we had a situation where the Department of Public Enterprises was the shareholder representative at Eskom, responsible basically for the shareholder compact, which is basically the demands from the shareholder to say those shall operate at these levels, these are the operational efficiencies that we're looking for, this is the balance that we expect at the end of the financial year and all that. And then on the other hand, you had Minister Ramukupa, who was now responsible to ensure that load shedding ends. And that was the main brief from the president. Go there, implement the energy action plan, ensure that load shedding ends. So now you had a situation where you've got one department that is basically owned Eskom from the shareholder point of view. And then we had a minister who is coming from the sideline who is saying, I'm here also representing government, and those shall do X, Y, Z. So there was a bit of a gray area there in terms of governance and political, proper political oversight. But I must commend, the former Minister of Public Enterprises as well, because he did not kind of hold the brakes for Minister Ramukupa and said, you're not going to go here and do this and that and that. He stepped back and allowed him the space to operate and go work with Eskom and implement the energy action plan, while he was seized with the issues of governance and supporting him by appointing the right people in the right positions. If you look at the new board that is in place, it was a very good board that has now been appointed. which is partly, contributing towards what my Minister Ramaphosa was able to achieve. Minister Ramaphosa was able to go and work with people at power station level, managers at power station level, all the way to everybody at Megawatt Park at head office, including the head of generation and all that. We saw him coming up on TV many times with the head of generation, Mr. Bekinomalo, without the Minister of Public Enterprises saying, hang on, this is my space, you cannot work with this, you cannot work with that. But they worked, the work that they did kind of complemented each other. Now, in this case now, because the Eskom will now, I believe, will now fall under the Minister Ramaphosa wholly. I think that kind of centralization of activities, centralization of political oversight, centralization of power, in terms of who is responsible as a shareholder representative, it will just add, onto the good work that Minister Ramaphosa was doing, and I think it was a brilliant intervention by President Ramaphosa. We have to give credit where it's due. When he brought in Minister Ramaphosa to basically look after the Energy Action Plan, and also now to basically give him all these powers to be able to run with Eskom, it's good for sustainable supply of electricity in the country.
Appreciate your time, Professor Samson Mampweli, who is the head of Energy Secretariat for SANEDI.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.